In many ways, we are lucky that although performance can be seen very broadly, the Performance Improvement Council really is its start point, the implementation of the GIPRA Modernisation Act and the work that goes on in agencies to implement that. So that's our kind of locus, and doing that effectively and driving performance around those priorities, whether it's the APGs or the cross-agency priority goals, is a key part of our mission. That said, we're a small team based out of GSA, and we in theory could deal with the whole of federal government, everything to do with federal government. So we have to really cut our cloth, we have to be focused. And what we try and do to focus is we've got essentially four strategies that we use as a team. The first one, as I mentioned, is recognising the priorities that exist in the framework, whether they're APGs or cross-agency goals, and starting from an assumption that we would focus on those. The second thing we are really trying to push this year is much more of a broadening of our community, which is an amazing community currently of over 800 people within federal government who self-identify as performance people. We want to broaden that community to include more people from components, bureaus, organisation, operating divisions, whatever you want to call them, programs who are closer to the front line, and encourage that conversation both within delivery systems in an agency but also across components. You know, what can component X in HHS learn from what component Y in DHS is doing when it comes to performance and delivering results? So that's the first thing that really is one of our main aims for this year. And just to give an example of the kind of way we're doing that, we run a lot of working groups, and we're increasingly looking for working group topics that hit that. So we're running this working group on law enforcement metrics, which is about helping people working in law enforcement operations to think through how best to measure performance. And that means that we have people coming from justice, components, within NOAA, I mean all over the federal government, in kind of a really great way, because they're talking to each other and realizing, actually, I'm not alone in this challenge. So that's a good example of how we're reaching out to components. Second thing is about really building critical mass, recognizing we're a small team. How do we build capability within organizations to have performance teams being advocates, champions, and coaches in their own organizations, so they don't need the pick to be kind of holding their hands, they can go out and do it themselves? A great example of this is our Performance Enthusiasts and Ambassadors program, which is essentially a personal learning and development program that we provide at no cost to federal staff who want to strengthen their skills in performance, and we build those capabilities and then really try and help them become ambassadors in their own organizations. And we've had some great feedback from that, and really run a pilot year over the last year and moving into our second year of that program with great results. And then the final thing I'd bring out is really how the GIPRA framework is doing. And one of the great challenges we have is that although it's helpful to have this in law, we can sometimes revert to a bit of a compliance culture in federal government, and we really want to help agencies avoid checking the box and use this framework to be of most value. So my team are very committed to working with agencies and with our partners in agencies in a way that helps them do that, whether it's about building their capability, whether it's about demystifying or myth busting, or helping them take steps which add value as opposed to just feeling like they need to check the box. It's hard to give you specific examples, because honestly that's about how we work every day. When somebody picks up the phone to one of my team and asks a question about, you know, how does this bit of the guidance work, or how do I fill this part in of some kind of piece of, you know, how do I respond to this guidance? And what we try to do is be, you know, really help them to understand it in a way which is useful for them.
All right, so a lot there. So let me back up for one thing. I want to start with the component level piece, because I think that in many ways is also how this idea of this GPRA modernization framework, but also the evidence-based, performance-based work gets, I'll use the word, institutionalized. Is that really what your hope is, that no matter what happens at the end of this administration, a new administration comes in, that's where the value is seen at the component level, at the program level?
That has to be everybody's aim, because really, if we care about delivering better outcome, we care about getting stuff done, to use a colloquialism. If that's what we care about in government, then this has to resonate at program level and at component level. That is not by any means saying that that is easy. It really isn't. Federal government is huge, and there's a lot of communicating and reinforcing and building capability that needs to happen to get us to that point. But if we can, in our small way as a team, help drive that I guess the way we might describe it is a sort of the instituting of a performance culture within organizations. So this isn't seen as an add-on or a kind of management fad, but just the way you get stuff done. You know, you have data, you use that data to inform your decisions, you course correct, you constantly try and improve and learn, you engage with your team and with citizens, all those kind of fundamental tenets of what this is all about. I think that's what we're trying to institute in encouraging components.
That actually leads me to the question about how do you do it? Because as you said, your team's very small, only six people, and there's so many programs. And so you depend on the agency level, I'm sure PIOs as well. Yeah. And I'm guessing here the pick itself, your staff comes in and says, we can help facilitate something, but you're not actually doing the heavy lifting.
No, and this is for those who don't, my background is in the Prime Minister's Delivery Unit in the UK, where we had a huge team and we really did go in and do stuff to and with departments. Very, very different model. Here we're much more about facilitating, enabling conversations, convening, seeing connections and almost matchmaking people so they can help each other. So in some ways it's harder because it's harder to say what is the impact we're really having. I don't really make apologies for that because I think it's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in this context and in this culture. But to give you some specific examples, one of the really easy, straightforward things we do is we have every 2 weeks, we have a 1 hour speaker series and we get great attendance, you know, upwards of 100 people every 2 weeks, different groups of people. And we get speakers either external to federal government, either from state, local or academia or, you know, thought leaders coming in and talking about topics. But we try and really balance that at least half and half with just bringing in people in agencies or components who are doing something great to talk about what they're doing and also to talk about how they have done it within the culture of their organisation and what lessons others in performance, in the performance world, can take from that. And that's had a really disproportionate impact, I think, in people feeling like they're part of a community, being enabled to learn from others in a sort of non-threatening way.
One of the things about creating this critical mass is getting people not just to buy in, but to bring it back and then become the coaches. Is there a way that the PIC is helping develop that coaching ability? Because it's easy for me to understand it, but can I explain it to you? That's the key, because then you can go explain it to three more people and so on and so forth.
The ambassadors program that we, as I mentioned, does include within it a real emphasis on how can the people that finish that program go out and make an impact in their own organization. We run a whole series of trainings with out of the PIC. I mean, again, relatively small scale, but we're increasingly developing train-the-trainer approaches whereby we can work with agencies and with committed individuals and agencies who want to learn how to deliver this training and partner with them to help build their capability and then essentially kind of hold their hand a little bit as they start delivering that training out in their organisation. So, yes, we're definitely approaching in that way. And then I guess another example, we did recently a great summit around, so with over 100 people from in person and I think 300 on virtually, around storytelling, which sounds like a slightly tangential thing, but it's something that we see a fair amount, the ability to really wrap a narrative that's compelling around data and use that to ensure better decisions. And we did a, you know, really fun, great event around how to do that, which both impressed upon the community the value of these kind of skills, but also gave them some tools and ideas about how to do it in their own workplace. So we try as far as possible to do working groups, summits, which have people leaving with something that they can then use in their own work.
We talked a lot about your strategies for 2015, 2016. GPRA Modernization Act came up, obviously. It's a major framework that's helped kind of directing what you guys do. There's probably things you guys do that people don't know that the PIC is doing, the Performance Improvement Council. There's one or two things that you would point to that says this is having an impact, not just in a small scale, but maybe in a medium or a large scale. Are there one or two examples that you would point out to let people know that this is happening across government?
And one of the good examples of the kinds of things we do, I won't go into specifics, but we're currently just co-designing a set of engagements with a very large federal agency to help them work through the development of a potential new agency priority goal for the next round. I know when you had Lisa Danzig on a couple of weeks ago and she was talking about the new round of APGs, and you know, designing a new goal is not straightforward, and this particular goal is a goal that actually cuts across lots of components within that agency, and that some of the kind of institutional barriers, language barriers, measurement barriers, really tricky measurement issues. And so we're co-designing with the team over there a set of meetings and engagements that really try and bring everybody in the agency who needs to be part of the conversation together and rapidly move them through understanding to shape the kinds of choices they need to make and to really make some decisions in a really relatively short space of time. And we're available, we're able to do that for frankly any federal agency where we're asked to do it and where we have capacity, and frankly we love doing that kind of thing. It's a really clear, impactful way of linking implementation of the framework with the kinds of skills around facilitation and capability building that we have. I've been a member of the PIC staff for over a year now, and we've done 3 summits in my time here. These are big, large-scale events that we hold with over 180-odd people in the room, sometimes people attending virtually, and all free of charge, based around things that the community say they want or need or feel that they want to build. And another, you know, we did some work around strategic review implementation last year where we did this summit. We got everybody together. We enabled them to almost crowdsource their best practices sharing, and we produced a book that we called a PIC book, a little book that they could take away. It was a kind of crowdsourced document that had all of the examples and best practices shared during the day, and they could take it away straight away and share it with their teams. So things like that, which to your point of trying to get at slightly larger scale events or practices that are beyond the sort of small trainings but actually get to more people.